Thank you for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Report.
Hello, welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Report's special edition sports. We're talking about sports today, the NBA semifinals, the NFL, boxing, and other sports. That, you know, what's going on, because it's a big day in Kentucky with the 137 Kentucky Derby preparations happening right now. Tuned to NBC right now. They just put the camera on the female jockey. They'll be participating in today's race. Rosie Ann, I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce her last name, but shout out to everyone in Louisville. Hats and all. Okay, may the best horse and jockey win. Oh, so it's a great day. It's a beautiful day here in Jackson, Mississippi. Everyone in the South would like to thank everyone who's supporting us regarding the tornadoes. And let's pray for better weather because tornado season is not over. But the forecast for this week, for the next 7 days, nothing but sunshine. You know, we don't mind a little shower here and there, but those tornadoes can stay. But I need to provide the Red Cross information to you all. To those that don't have it or don't know, you can visit redcross.org. That's American Red Cross Hands of Hope. The number is 1-855-820-9307 if you would like to text your donations. Red Cross to 90999. And also, if you've been watching your news, local and national news, you see where all 11 counties in the state of Mississippi, Memphis, Baton Rouge, and even northern states, whatever areas that are near and around the Mississippi River are preparing for bad floods or experiencing flooding right now. So I know my state and my governor, Haley Barbour, you can tweet him at Haley Barbour, HaleyBarbour. To keep up what's going on down here regarding the floods. But we are talking sports right now, and so much to talk about in so little time. We have 15 minutes right now. And again, you just heard the beautiful sounds of Jackson-based gospel. Yes, she sings gospel also. Gospel opera vocalist, Miss, I call her Diva, Miss Diva Sheila Ramsey. So you just heard another song, a little opera by her. Beautiful, beautiful voice, right? Like I've mentioned before, Sheila and another Jackson-based opera vocalist have both been invited to travel to Los Angeles in June for the Opera Works program. Oh, my goodness, I have a caller. It's one of my homies in Big D. You know what he's calling for? Talk about those Mavs. So, what's up?
Hey, girl.
Who is this? Is this Reg, Roughneck Ruffin, and Big D, Mavs Nation?
Yeah. That's Roughneck. Yes, that's the one.
What's going on in Big D? What is going on? Those Mavs are doing
really,
what they do, are they not?
Yes, they are. But we're still sitting up here holding our breath. We're going to wait till that last shot and that last whistle and the horn goes tomorrow before we start celebrating. We just got to play it cool like that.
I hear you. I noticed Mr. Cuban has been doing exactly that. Yes, cheering his team on. And all of us as part of Mavs Nation. But I'm just so excited. I love the Lakers. I'm not a Lakers hater, but I'm a longtime Mavs supporter, and they're just a good team. So what's the atmosphere in Dallas? Pretty much what you just said?
Well, we always go pull for the home team, but, you know, we're being cautiously optimistic. I mean, we just got over the World Series. I mean, no one expected that to happen, and, you know, we Even when the World Series was going on, we were still going like, what? Did they really make it? They made it, right?
Well, I was so excited. Man, the Rangers. Oh, my God. Yeah, we were still thinking about that, huh?
Yeah, we're thinking about it. Did you notice how that the now that baseball season has started back, no one's not even talking about it now. It's like, okay, what? I almost forgot they made it last year. You know, that's the attitude everybody has now.
That's a good point, because I watched the opening season game, and the Bush family was, you know, in the audience. And that's a good point. Did nobody mention that?
What?
I didn't hear an announcer mention it. So it's a whole new season.
I guess the shock still hadn't worn off, and then it's like when the season started again, it was back to business as usual. We're gonna root and hype up the Rangers, and then after training camp kicks in for the Cowboys, we'll dump the Rangers and start going back to the Cowboys.
So what's going on with the lockout? Because the Saints, Drew Brees is doing. They're doing the players only workouts. And also, I know that the Cowboys are doing player-only workouts also. So what's going on with that? You know anything about that?
The only thing about it, no one's really taking it serious right now. They're just looking at it some little time off. Nobody wants to do training camp, no way. They're gonna drag it out until August. I say by August. If nothing's done by August, then you'll start seeing eyebrows raised like, hey, wait a minute now. So I need to start saying something about this, you know. But they're going to
play. The workout's important. Preseason. So that's what you think is going to happen?
Nah, nobody gives two flips about preseason. It's when the regular season starts. Now, the regular season starts and there's still no games being played. It's going to be total anarchy and chaos then.
Uh-huh. Well, are they definitely going to increase the number of games they'll be played this year?
No, I don't know. I don't see that happening.
You know, they have been talking about that.
I really don't see it happening because of the fact that, you know, I mean, to get these guys to do 16 games is already enough. And the owners may want to have two more games. But, you know, these guys are thinking like, hey, that's two more chances for me to, you know, get injured or take a concussion or anything.
But don't you think these workouts are important? Huh?
Oh, yeah, the workouts are important, but, I mean, as far as they're concerned, they, you know, it's summertime. They're trying to still kick back and have fun. I mean, they can get ready for football in about 3-4 weeks. They can be ready for football season then, realistically, but. Right now, it's just like when the rookies hold out in training camp when they do their little salary holdouts and whatever, and then get close to the season, everybody sits down, really roll up their sleeves, get it done, and then they just walk on in there and everything's business as usual.
Right. Wow, because I know those workouts are important, and it's, you know. Man, I was shocked when it became effective again. I thought it was going to go in the opposite direction. You know, I knew it was possible that they were going to lock out again, but then I said, well, that worked things out where the guys can at least, you know, go into the work area and work out.
Right now, it's testosterone and money playing play. You got the millionaires versus the billionaire boys club. So
that's what I say, the millionaires versus the billionaires. But what about us? We're in the middle.
Well, of course we're in the middle, but
family, supporters.
Hey, fans are like sheep. They run around in the field, and then when the gate comes open and it's time for football, everybody comes flocking in.
Either turning your TV on or going to the game. I mean, it's affecting all of us, the ones that have the season tickets, the ones that watch it on TV, the ones that wear the jerseys. It's affecting all of us.
I'm going to put you like this. It's a little bit hard for us regular working class Americans to embrace any problems they have when they're arguing over nine freaking billions of dollars. I got a little problem with that. You know, when a guy says I made $5 million last year and now I'm not making anything, I don't seem to have sympathy in there. You know, Charlie Sheen loses his $1 million a week job because he couldn't keep his mouth shut. I got a little problem with that. You know.
Hey, he's been down here in the Deep South doing some work. He visited Tuscaloosa not too long ago.
Okay, well, when you got free time on your hands, you can do that. You know, millionaire with free time on his hands. Gotta make you think something about
account,
that. Yeah, big bank account never hurts. I mean, he got a girlfriend for Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday. Then you got Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Then you do them both on Saturday. Come on now, hey.
Well, he came and rolled his sleeves up in Tuscaloosa. He didn't. I don't think he came to Mississippi, but he did visit Tuscaloosa. A guy tweeted him and asked him to come. So what you say? You don't feel any sympathy.
Hey, no, dog. I mean, when you got free time, your homies call. Hey, Charles, come down here for a minute. And you're like, hey. So, he ain't got nothing else to do.
Oh, my God. I'm serious. You need to go to the Edison Improv tonight. You
okay,
have me cracking up.
Hey, well, we'll save that for another place, time, and there'll be another show.
Yes, it definitely will, because our time, we have like 5 more minutes. We don't have enough time. Wow. So are you watching the game or are you watching boxing? I'm watching boxing.
Right now, well, be honest with you, right now I'm watching the National Geographic Channel. They're talking about Bin Laden, one of those could have been, how did that happen type of scenario. So now everybody's now, they dusting off all this, and they're swallowing it, and it's all starting to kick in now. You know, okay, he's dead. Now what? You know, it's kind of the atmosphere. That's kind of the atmosphere America has right now.
One less enemy that we have to deal with.
Right, and then.
But enemies are like weeds.
Exactly.
Enemies are like weeds. They sprout up.
I can relate to the phrase. Enemies are like weeds. You chop them up and smoke them and wait for some more to grow.
I was talking about the other kind of weed. What was your reaction when you heard about that? Since you brought that up.
I was happy and surprised. I mean, I was, I guess, pleasantly surprised. But the thing about it is, it was like long overdue, because my political thing on that is that, okay, Obama does something in less than 3 years that Bush obviously didn't do, because he spread it out the troops in two countries. And I just think we could have gotten him. I think we could have gotten them if everything was diverted on one thing instead of being sidetracked by two things. You got Saddam Hussein in 6 months. Why did it take so long to get Bin Laden? One of those kind of things.
Yeah, that's one of them. So, I noticed the quickness. It didn't take long.
No,
yeah, I noticed that. Obama's got a lot done since his term began.
That's at
the top of the checklist right there.
Well, the main thing is simple.
I wonder what would have happened though if Bin Laden had been captured alive. You know.
You know what? I mean, me honestly, I would have.
But
I know that
SEAL jobs are to kill, huh?
I would have loved if they'd have caught him, because see, I think that would have been more significant, because you catching him, dragging him back here by the beard, marching him down Broadway in a glass case, and let everybody see we're running, that you can run, but you can't hide, but you got to come back here. I would have loved to have brought him back.
And make him appear in the court of the world.
Right. I mean, you know, the idea of inmates actually bidding on who's going to get them first, hey, that would have been right up my alley right there. I would have loved that. And then when they execute them, they can take them on a skyscraper, set the building on fire. No, serious. Check this out now.
Is that the same thing that he did? I know what you're saying.
Right. Run in a building. Set it on fire and let them decide between jumping out of a window at 2,000 degrees and hitting the concrete.
Like some people pay.
Right. Or just simply have them get trapped and then implode the building and let them ride it all the way down to the ground with a bin. Beautiful.
Ooh.
Now,
I know a lot of people whose loved ones are victims, I know they're probably agreeing with you. Well, I never thought about it that way. And you know what? I'm usually a person that's anti-death penalty, but I feel you on that right there. Man.
Hey, sometimes
you know, that way
you can't kill a person enough, so you got to make it as dramatic as possible. That would have been dramatic enough for me. But all the thousands of lives he took, you know, and you know, someone brought this up, that the SEALs killed an unarmed
I commend our president and the SEALs.
Right, but you know what?
Yeah, those
think
SEALs
of all
are bad.
People, but just think, all the people that Bin Laden killed, they were unarmed and defenseless too. So I just kind of
exactly. People all backgrounds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you live by killing unarmed people, you die that way. So I like that. God bless America.
Hey, that's right. God bless America. I'm a proud American. American.
Yes, ma'am.
Our time is almost up, but so what you watching tonight, NBA or boxing?
I'm gonna watch NBA because unless you got pay-per-view, you won't be catching no boxing. I ain't about to be paying for
yeah,
I
got my pay-per-view. I'm watching Manny and Sugar Shane. And I don't have a favorite. May the best man win because I love both of them.
Exactly. I mean, boxing needs as much ratings boost as they can, so, hey, I'm for all of them. If they really want to make this a good fight, they ought to make it winner take all.
Ooh,
that'll be a good fight then. That'll be a real
fight.
That's wrong with boxing now.
But they're trying to make boxing popular again.
If you want to make boxing popular, make the fights winner take all. I bet you they'll take the fight seriously. If I know I'm going to get $5 million, I'm gonna get beat up, I ain't gonna take the fight that serious. But you put $5 million on the line and talk about winning take all, it's gonna be on. I fight Pacquiao, I fight Mosley, I fight their mama, I'll be knocking everybody out.
So you're Brent Tyson. Well, I know they're worth away. You're Brent Tyson out of retirement, huh?
Hey, get him off the couch. Come on, fat boy, come on in there, let's do this. Yeah, he can even nibble on my ear for a couple of million. Hey, it don't matter to me.
Well, Memphis and who's playing this evening? Oklahoma and Memphis. They can't get ready to start. They can't start that on ESPN.
That's going to be an interesting game. That's going to be an interesting series because those are two upstart teams. They both are hungry. They both want to be taken seriously, and they both shown that you better take them seriously. So I'm kind of like the boxing match. I've made the best man win on that one. So
yeah,
or the best team.
Yeah, and I saw this coming with both teams too, but especially with Memphis when they signed OJ Mayo from USC. I knew then. I said it's only a matter of time when that team is just gonna have it all together.
Well,
so the inclusion of some others, some more players, and the team and the coach.
No,
I knew that team was going to come together. Huh?
That was the best move Memphis made, getting Jerry West as a GM.
Yeah.
So,
and then later,
that's a man that knows talent.
So who you think going to do it tonight with Miami and Boston?
We're going to see what Boston come out with. If Miami winds up beating this, and it's going to be kind of like with the Lakers and the mayor, you might as well start getting your fork out and your broom if they win this one. But I just don't see Boston going out that easy. Boston's a team that always goes down swinging.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, you're right about that.
You can never count Boston out. I mean, if anybody can come back from 2-0 and make it be something, it would be Boston. Because, I mean, the Celtics is a veteran team. They got some proud guys on there. And Doc Rivers is going to have them boys ready to lace it up and do something. And Shaq Daddy is back out there tonight. So
I was going to mention it. That's the man right there, right?
That's my man now.
Yeah.
Okay. Shaq Daddy got to show something. So you know they're talking about he's old now. So you know he got to be out there trying to prove he ain't old.
Who talking about he old? Everybody.
They say, that's
talking
that's
about who they used to talk about, Brett.
Yeah, exactly. It's all right. Hey, you need to go and get the rocking chair. You know, they're ready to put Shaq out the pasture, so.
Yeah, so he had to do like Brett and show them something.
Yeah.
Because I'm actually hearing so many Social Security jokes about Brett. Then when Brett came out and just showed out, they were like, what, huh?
Shaq got to set him up then. Yeah, let's face it, Brett earned a lot of those Social Security jokes. Hey, I ain't mad at him, though.
Well, that's cool right there. So our time almost up, though. Wait a second. L.A. is playing Dallas, and we thinking that, like, what you said, Dirt, what were the words of Dirt? What they going to do tomorrow?
Dirt said, we're going to put our foot down on the gas. We're going to take them out because he said he does not want people, he don't even want to see a possibility that the Lakers might come back. And I think he speaks for everybody. So Dirk's still pissed about how they floundered all these other years, so he don't ever want to see that happen. And I ain't mad at him. I'm glad he has that attitude. Somebody needs to have that
exactly.
Like a killer attitude.
And he's been very vocal, too. He's been really vocal. You know?
Yeah, I really like that. And he's been honest.
He's telling the truth. He's being honest, too. Why they do what they do, we supporting them. Go Mavs Nation. Dirk's been growing up over the years,
especially after the way his woman put him through all the mess he went through. So,
he had a stressful year last year.
Yeah, that baby mama drama ain't no joke.
That's what to laugh about now.
I ain't laughing at him, I'm kind of laughing with him, because we all have gone through that, and then, you know, as the old saying goes, more money, more problems, so.
Whoa.
That's what that one goes down under.
Well, I welcome the more money, but I don't want no more problems. but that comes with the territory, huh?
That comes absolutely. You come with the territory. I drink to that. Oh, let me grab me up here. I'm gonna drink on that one.
Oh man, I need to be in Big D. I'll see y'all soon, man.
Hey,
wow. Okay, So when are what's going on with the Bulls in Atlanta? We ain't said anything about the Bulls and Atlanta. And our homie Lindsey Hunter, you know, the executive with the Bulls, he used to play for the Bulls.
Wow, now, what do I even tell me that on Facebook? Okay.
Holler at him on Facebook. Lindsey Hunter. Now, Lindsey got a couple rings, right?
Yes, he does. Pistons. Yeah.
Pistons and Lakers.
Yeah, Pistons and Lakers.
Yeah.
He's got the hardware to play, so, you know. But you remember that conversation we had about how championships can shut up a lot of people's conversation. We're going to say that for another time, though.
Yeah.
So
I want you to holler at me next for a show. Our time is up. The show is still on, but it's not streaming, so when people listen to the replay, they'll be able to hear what we're talking about right now. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we're still on the air. I'll just let you know.
I'm holding my tongue, because, you know, I can, you know how crunk I can get. You know how crunk I can get, so I'm, I'm trying to maintain a little dignity in this.
But for future reference, like for the late night show on Thursdays, like 11 p.m. or whatever, I can rate the show for mature audience so people know that, hey, some profanity.
I can
rate it. Like right now it's rated for all ages.
Yeah.
But I can rate where you can just let it go. Say what you want to say.
I'm gonna have me something to drink at that time.
Exactly.
That'll be my cognac hour. That's what I call the cognac hour. That's what we're gonna call it from now on. I'm coming with all these innovative ideas.
Roughneck cognac moment, huh?
Yeah, I like that. Okay, yeah, write that down. just don't get my check.
You're so crazy. The Kentucky Derby is the Kentucky Derby is getting ready to start too. I just wanted to let you know. I don't know if you
want
to start the Kentucky Derby. You haven't started yet.
Hey, look, we was talking about that last night about sporting events and athletics. My argument is like, you know, they talk about auto racing as an athletic event. I said, yeah, the car is the athlete. The car's doing all the work. You know, and then we was talking about horse racing. The horse is the athlete. The jockey is just steering the horse.
So you've got a good point.
You know, and then golf. The ball is the athlete. You're chasing a ball. You know,
that's a lot of walking.
Yeah, you can be a fat slob and still swing a club. As long as you can swing the club, you're doing good. I mean,
Tiger knees always bother him.
Well,
so it's something that golfing is it the way
Tiger's
he swings?
Tiger's knees bother him because what he do off the green, not on the green. He ain't getting no knee injury chasing a golf ball down, okay?
I'm Team Tiger.
Kind of like, nah, we just gonna let them be.
You know, a lot of people knew why he was in Hattiesburg, so they was like, you know,
yeah,
you know, let the man
know,
handle his business.
Down. People good down here, like, leave him alone. Give him a break. Yeah, see, they're not as ruthless as they would have been, you know, like, especially in Texas. I heard Texas, he'd have had a whole drove of people following. It'd have been like that. Remember when Rocky was jogging down the road, and next thing you know, he got about 100,000 people following him when he went up the stairs. That would have been like him and the kids and all that. They had been pushing the stroller, and he just got everybody just following along like a parade, stopping traffic and whatnot. You know, but it's just mm-hmm. like, leave him alone.
Wow.
We got better things to worry about.
Exactly. But he bleed blood, red blood, just like all of us.
Right.
Yep.
Right. They don't, you know, they've probably been inviting him over to have some ham hocks, some lima beans, black eyed peas, cornbread. You know,
you mentioned Charlie Sheen. Exactly, that's what I said. That's what I said to myself and to my mom. I said, sure, we probably having a good time down there eating that good food.
Yeah.
You mentioned Charlie Sheen,
because
one time I thought, I said, well, maybe Charlie Sheen should go to Hattiesburg, but I feel like Charlie Sheen doing okay now.
Well, you know, Hattiesburg ain't but an hour away from the beach, so, yeah, he'd have been right on time with that.
But yeah, so Dallas, and I just want to make a shout out to all the teams that are in the semifinals. Wow, because I've heard some interviews with some guys that aren't in the finals, and they're like, they're not even watching the games. Have you been hearing that?
That's the therapy. A lot
I've been
of
watching like
do.
A couple of the guys.
I think I heard an interview
with Deron Williams. I think I heard an interview with Deron Williams or somebody,
a few
of them, and they're like, I'm not watching those games. My team not playing. I'd rather be playing in it.
They're not playing. They're not getting paid. They just trying to recuperate from the season. They just want to get that's over with for them. When they're not playing anymore, it's over. That's really how most athletes are in general. They don't talk about it afterwards. They don't want to watch it afterwards because they've gone through the grind all year and all season. They just want to get away. They just want to detach themselves from the whole situation.